How long has the Australian Musical Association been in existence, Mr. Banks?
Well, it has been in existence in my mind for some time now, but it's only in the last few months that we've been able to establish a really active society here in London. And that came about with the advent of Sir Thomas White as Australian High Commissioner, who's given us every encouragement and has placed quite a lot of facilities at Australia House at our disposal. We have as our patron now, too, Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Gloucester.
And what are the objects of the association?
Well, we have quite a few, but our main aim is to present to the British public the work of Australian musicians, that is, the performers and the composers.
Yes.
And we hope to do this in a variety of ways, some large concerts and also a series of monthly recitals at Australia House. Actually, we've had our first one of those, that was last month.
What was the reaction to it?
Very good, it went very well indeed.
That's very gratifying. Any other means that you're going to take to advertise Australia over here?
Yes. One thing we want to do is to make Australian music itself known. And we hope to be able to do that by, for one thing, establishing a library of Australian scores and records at Australia House, and we do want to start assembling material for that. Also, we want to help the Australian composer by submitting scores to conductors and all concert-giving societies to let conductors and composers know where they can submit scores for prizes, etc. We want to keep them in touch, really, with all activities over here.
And how many members has the association at the present time?
Well, we have a mailing list of about 200. There are actually 200 Australian musicians over here.
Hardly be any left in Australia.
Therefore.
Can you recall to mind any well-known Australians on that list that might be familiar to listeners back home?
Well, there are many very well-known names. Our chairman-elect is Mr. Arthur Benjamin, who was well-known. And Miss Hammond, Miss Joan Hammond is Vice President, mm-hmm. And so is Miss Arlene Joyce. The pianists Noel Newton Wood and Valda Aveling are all connected with the association too.
Is membership of the association restricted to Australians who are over here in England?
No, we hope to be able to include Australians in Australia too, as we want to help the composers who are not going to leave our country. And well, I really would like if the Australian composers could write to the Honorary Secretary of the Australian Musical Association, Australia House, London, to find out more details about this, as we do want to help them. And we have a variety of plans which we are putting into action straight away.
It's your aim to make the association more or less worldwide, I guess.
Yes.
Mm. Well, now that the association is well underway, you've done the spade work, apparently, will you be yourself remaining in London to more or less steer it through its first year of development?
Well, I shall be leaving London in about October, and so I shall be leaving the association too, temporarily, at the same time, because I've been fortunate enough to have been granted an Italian government scholarship, and I shall be studying in Florence with Maestro Luigi Dallapiccola, studying composition there for 8 months at the end of this year.